The 14th annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in Chattanooga is taking place Sunday, September 29th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Finley Stadium. Proceeds from the 5K race and 1 mile walk will benefit breast cancer research and treatment. I spoke with the registration coordinator, Jeff Clem. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure didn't start in Chattanooga. Jeff, what's the history of this race for breast cancer?
The race itself started in 1983, actually, in Dallas, Texas, which is where the first Komen affiliate was ever put. It's a huge event. It ended up becoming our largest fundraiser, fund builder for Komen in general. The Chattanooga branch has been around since 2000, and our Race for the Cure has built each year and grown more special. The first year it was actually out of Coolidge Park, and then after that we operated out of UTC. We did that for 12 years. And then this last year, UTC didn't have renovations done. They didn't have space for us. We found that out and got very lucky, almost blessed in a sense, that Finley had room for us. Finley is in many ways a little bit of a better venue than UTC. Not that UTC wasn't wonderful for the Race for the Cure. It was absolutely wonderful. But Finley's larger, and what we run into with them also is a little bit of an easier course. Something that a lot of the longtime participants can tell you about the course at UTC is it has a lot of hills. The participation in the Race for the Cure for the competitive portion is obviously a display of athleticism, but for the people that just walk it and participate to show support for their loved ones and contribute to the cause, a lot of hills is sometimes a little bit difficult. Especially when you consider that some of our participants are survivors or still undergoing treatment. The course this year is much flatter out of Finley. It's a lot easier for everyone involved, and the venue is just larger. And since our venue has grown, it's a little bit more conducive to everything that's going into it.
There's the 5K run, or fun walk if you want to do mm-hmm. it as a walk. And there's also a 1 mile for those people that are not quite up to mm-hmm. 5K.
Absolutely. The 1 mile walk is a shorter course. It's an easier course in a lot of senses. One thing that is a misconception, I think, about the Race for the Cure is just because of the name. It's the Race for the Cure. They think of it as a difficult or a very competitive event, when the bulk of our registrations are actually walkers. The bulk of our participants walk the 5K or walk the 1 mile. It's all about participating to show your support. Many people only do this much activity to show their support to a loved one, to show their support to a family member, or just to the cause, because so many people are affected by it.
Proceeds from the 5K run and 1 mile walk benefit the Susan G. Komen Organization with a focus on eradicating breast cancer.
And the Susan G. Komen Foundation was started by Nancy Brinkler. Her sister, Susan G. Komen, was affected by it, and unfortunately, she died from complications to breast cancer. The whole foundation was founded upon a promise that was made to Susan G. Komen that her sister would eradicate the disease forever. And that is the goal of the Komen Foundation, to eliminate breast cancer forever.
It's a pretty tough goal considering how many different forms of breast cancer there are and how many women and men that are affected.
It's absolutely a very tough goal, and it is a very affecting disease. In Tennessee alone, just for men, 500 men will die each year from breast cancer. And that's a much larger number than anyone is believing. But the differences in what's happened with treatment with breast cancer have just changed radically since the Komen Foundation started. Not entirely from the Komen Foundation's research and all of the work that's gone into that, but just from the way the industry has changed. I believe in 1989, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer, if it was caught in an early stage, was 75%, which is a pretty large percent. But right now it's 98, which is just so much larger. And everyone is so overjoyed to hear big changes like that are happening.
And the treatment may be difficult to get through, but it beats the alternative.
For sure.
Now, last year at the race in Chattanooga, over 8,000 people participated. Where did you put them all?
I believe we had 6,700 people in the event itself. The first thing to understand about the Race for the Cure is that not everyone that participates in the race is considered a participant. Fundraising is another huge part of what the Race for the Cure does. Everyone involved, between volunteers, between participants, between fundraisers, can come out to maybe 15,000 to 2,000 people more than participate in the race day. Now, we're definitely cramped for space, considering the number of supporters and participants we have, but each year we manage to find a way to get everyone involved, get everyone squeezed in. The bigger venue makes a big difference this year, considering how many people we have, because we have at least 1,000 more projected this year than last year. The big goal with the Race for the Cure is just pooling in as much support and as many participants around it as we possibly can. The idea is to have as many bodies around it as possible, because breast cancer is one of those conditions that affects someone around you, no matter what. The statistic right now is 1 in 8 women will be affected by breast cancer. So if you don't know someone indirectly, then you know someone directly. Someone around you will be affected. And the Race for the Cure is wonderful in the sense that it shows the support around everyone. Survivors get to meet other survivors. And if they're a 3-year survivor, they get to meet a 15-year survivor and see that they have that many more years to look forward to. People get to see how family comes behind someone. It's a huge celebration of support and a celebration of survivorship. And that's one of the trademarks of the Race for the Cure. That's why that's our biggest event of the year.
It's not just individuals and families that get behind the race, but entire schools put their own school spirit into backing it.
Oh, absolutely. We have a couple of different types of teams, and school teams are some of the most fun, especially this time of year when people are coming back to school, because you really get to see the enthusiasm of teachers and faculty, because they have so many things on their plate and they still manage to pull together students for participants or for volunteers for that matter. We have lots of schools that are really pushing hard to get their flag flown out of Findlay this year for it. Every time I get to be on a phone call with a team captain for its Hunting the School Challenge, it's just such a pleasure for me.
I understand there'll be a parade of survivors, an opportunity for people touched in every way, as well as medical professionals that have helped cancer patients that are going to be there in celebration. And that's kind of what this race is. Like you said, it's not just a race, a fun run, a walk. It's actually a celebration of all those who have battled this breast cancer and come out ahead.
Absolutely. We get a lot of support from the health community in Chattanooga. We have a lot of teams that are healthcare organizations. We have dentistry teams. We have oncology teams. We have plastic surgery teams that put together teams and sponsorships with the event because they put a lot of support into the community for battling cancer as well. People have a tendency to think that research is everything that goes into making cancer disappear, but what Komen contributes to a lot of is simply treatment with people. It's really wonderful to be a part of it and see that the people that provide that treatment, they're supporting the battle against cancer and the support for survivors. We just have so many people that put so much energy and support into the event. It's humbling to work with.
Where do the proceeds for the Chattanooga race end up?
The division for all Komen affiliates is 25% of the money that is raised is put into research grants. The other 75% stays in the community for treatment. Cancer affects people around you or it affects you. And the money that's raised by this fundraising is going to go to treatment for the people around you. It stays in the community. So your money, you get to see it go to work. It's a huge event. There's people everywhere and every mile. We're going out of Findlay. The gates will actually open at Findlay for people to come in and register race day. We get a ton of registrations on race day. Don't be scared if you're not registered to come on down. The gates will actually open at 10, and then at 11, UTC Women's Soccer is having a game. The coach is already calling that a pink game. We've had a wonderful amount of support from them, and we're hoping to get a ton of our people who are coming in for the event to come down and be spectators for them as well. The race itself will go off at 2. That's when the timed runners are going to go out, and then the walkers will go out at 2:30. So there's a lot of time in between everything for people to find each other, to find their groups. The race itself will go through downtown. Right beside Findlay is where it starts, and it'll end in Findlay.
The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is Sunday, September 29th at Findlay Stadium. Often people run or walk the race with family and friends. The deadline to register as a team for the race is September 18th. To find out more about registering a team, go online at www.komenchattanooga.org. Race participants are encouraged to come early to see the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's women's pink soccer game at 11 a.m. Timed running will begin at 2 p.m. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org to learn more about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and other activities in the scenic city in support of Komen's goal to eliminate breast cancer. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.